Hey everybody, welcome to this quick demo of Community Feud. This is not a new game. This has actually been around for quite some time. I want to say 10 years at the very least. I just got into it a few days ago actually, because I had someone tell me about it and I forgot that it existed. This is kind of like a very moddable tower defense game by Jeremy Kaldowski, basically the same guy who made Castaways, Tarot Assistant, and games like that. So basically, the idea is that you play using a map, and it is turn-based, so the goal is to place troops on the map to defend your base, which is at the left edge from troops that the computer will try to send your way. And like I said, this game is extremely customizable, so you can create your own characters with their own stats and things like that. I'm going to play the base game because while you can get a package that contains a bunch of custom characters, there might be some sound effects in there and things that might get me flagged for copyright on YouTube. Like, you can play as Darth Vader. So yeah, there's a Darth Vader character, and I figure I shouldn't play with that because I might get flagged. So let's go ahead.
Community Feud. Items view list. Communityfeud.txt.
And go ahead and run this.
Welcome to Community Feud, version 0.8 beta by Apron. Apron's community. Start in
the
game.
Now, it's using Microsoft Slappy right now, which is way too fast. Let me hit tab.
NVDA.
There we go.
Load a saved game. Exit the game.
So we have a standard menu here. You can go up and down.
Start a new game. Load a saved game. Exit the game.
So pretty basic, and I will press enter.
Start a new game.
To choose different options.
Choose your mission.
So now you can choose the type of mission that you want.
The default mission. A simple map with four basic paths, each with 10 spots.
This is the map that I'm going to demo.
Mission Desolation. The sun-baked wasteland is home to an expansive trash heap. The mounds of twisted metal are prized resources in this post-nuclear world, and your people have set up your base in the center. Defend your home from any and all who would come to take what is rightfully yours. Previous menu. The default mission.
Right.
A simple map.
So there is a default mission and then this mission with a bunch of music.
Mission Desolation. The sun. Previous menu. The default mission. A simple map.
You can customize your own missions as well. So basically, to customize things, there are text files that you have to modify, so it's not that hard. The package that comes with the extra characters contains guides that explain how to create your own characters and missions. So if you're curious about that, I would highly encourage you to go read those. I'm just going to start here with the default.
Choose difficulty.
And now we have the modes, basically. So if I go down here.
Easy mode, Clone War. Begin with 100 of each resource and face 10 enemies. Clone War allows you to have multiple copies of the same unit on the battlefield. Normal mode, Clone War. Begin with 70 of each resource and face 20 enemies. Clone War allows you to have hard mode, Clone War. Begin with 50 of each resource and face 30 enemies. Insane mode, Clone War. Begin with 40 of each resource and face 40 enemies.
So I'm skipping the ends of these descriptions because they're all the same.
Normal mode, endless. Begin with 70 of each resource and face a never-ending army of enemies. Clone War allows you to have multiple copies of the same unit on the battlefield.
So this is technically not endless, but there are 999,999 things that you'll have to fight, so it might as well be. Otherwise, you would spend hours and hours and hours trying to clear them all out.
Easy mode, unique. begin with 100 of each resource, and face 10 enemies. Unique means that you may only have one of each unit type on your battlefield.
This makes things harder because you can only have one type of unit on the battlefield at once.
Normal mode, unique. Begin with 70 of each resource and face 20 enemies. Hard mode, unique. Insane mode, unique. Normal mode, unique. Begin with 70 of each resource and face an never-ending army of enemies. Previous menu.
So those are the modes. Now, for the sake of demonstration, we're just going to go with...
Easy mode, Clone War. The game has begun. Place your troops.
Okay, so now we are placed on the map. If I go to the right with the right key...
North, spot 2. Defending this location produces 2 confusion points each turn.
If I go left with the left arrow...
North, spot 1. Defending this location produces 2 fluffy points each turn.
If I go down...
East, spot 1. Defending this location produces 2 fluffy points each turn.
So, going to the left and right will move along the current column... From 1 to 10. Or, not column. Along the current row from 1 to 10. Going down will move on the current column from...
North, spot 1. East, spot 1. South, spot 1. West, spot 1. North, spot 1.
Like that, between the different roads. There are also, at least on this map, and I believe you can customize this if you create your own maps, but on each tile, it tells you how many resources you'll get if you place a character there. There are three types of resources that the game will use, and you can press Z to check that.
You have 100 fluffy points, 102 confusion points, and 100 anger points.
Yeah, the stat names are very confusing, but those control how many troops you can hire. And you get more of them by having characters that generate points... or placing characters on tiles that generate them. So, let's just, let's begin here. So, let's say I want...
East, north, spot 1. Defending this location produces 2 fluffy points each turn.
Actually, let's go closer to the end.
North, 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 spot 8. North, spot 9. North, spot 10. You may not place defenders on this location.
So, with this map... The rule is you can't put defenders on space 10.
East, spot 10. You may not place defenders on this location. South, spot 10. You may not place... West, spot 10. You may not place defenders...
Right, because the idea being that the foes that you'll have to face will come from spot 10, so you can't put things there. What we can do...
North, north, spot 9. Defending this location produces 8 anger points each turn.
What we can do is put troops here. So if I hit the space bar.
NVDA.
Okay, I don't know why it said that, but this is supposed to bring up the higher defender page, which it did. So now if I go down arrow.
Tall guy. Costs 35 fluffy points and 15 anger points. A terribly uncreative example character. Tall guy deals small amounts of piercing damage to any enemies he is faced with. He occasionally attacks twice on a single turn.
So, alright, let's talk about some stuff here. If you're on a character in the list, you can press numbers 1 to 4 to get information.
Tall guy has 40 maximum health with 0% gold defense, 0% silver defense, and 8 bronze damage.
That's number 1.
Tall guy attacks using piercing attacks every 0.75 turns with a range of 9 tiles. Tall guy deals 8 gold damage, 8 silver damage, and 8 bronze damage.
Okay, that is actually a very useful character to have. You would want to put that at the beginning of the map, or closer to your base, because the range of 9 means that he can hit things from quite far off. I'm not sure what gold, bronze, and silver do. I think they add up to calculate the damage. I'm a little confused on how that works. Let's hit number 3.
Tall guy advances to a new spot every one turn. All invaders are limited to an attack range of 1 tile.
I don't know what that means.
Tall guy. Costs 35 fluffy points and 15 anger points. A terribly uncreat.
That's number 4. We'll just read the description again. If I go up.
Return to game.
Oh, wait.
Tall guy. Potato cart. Costs 18 confusion points and 43 anger points. Death from afar. The potato cart lobs spuds through the air, hitting enemies between 7 and 9 tiles away for large amounts of gold and bronze damage. Due to its long range, these carts must be placed very near the main base.
These are very useful.
Short guy. Costs 39 confusion points and 39 anger points. A terribly uncreative example character. Short guy serves as a tank to hold back enemies for as long as possible, though he does very little damage in return. Bartender. Costs 52 fluffy points, 26 confusion points, and 26 anger points. A terribly uncreative example character. Bartender fires piercing shots through multiple enemies.
Now, things that do piercing shots, as it says, they can hit multiple things. They can also get through shields to hit things behind your shields or behind the shields of your foes.
Short lady. Costs 56 fluffy points, 58 confusion points, and 56 anger points. A terribly uncreative example character. Short lady generates an even income for the team, making her extremely valuable at any point during the war.
This is an income character, so I hit number 2.
Short lady generates income every 1 turns, with a range of 1 tile. Short lady generates 10 fluffy points, 10 confusion points, and 10 anger points.
Okay, we're actually going to use this.
You cannot afford tall lady. Return to game.
And I can't buy that one.
You cannot afford tall lady. Costs 241 fluffy points. A terribly uncreative example character. Tall lady specializes in dealing out gold damage at short range. Tall lady attacks every 1 turns, with a range of 3 tiles. Tall lady deals 60 gold damage, 0 silver damage, and 0 bronze damage.
So that is quite powerful, but you have to be close to your foes to hit them.
Return.
NVDA.
Okay, I don't know why it's reading that.
North. North. Spot 3. North.
Let's do
spot
2.
Defending
this.
North. Spot 1. Defending this location produces 2 fluffy points each turn.
NVDA.
Defender. Return. You cannot short lady. Costs 56 fluffy points, 58 confusion points, and 56 anger points.
Problem is this.
A terribly hold shift and press enter to confirm this purchase. To hear health stats about this soldier, press 1. For attack strength, press 2. For information about battling this enemy, press 3.
Oh, I see. So if you press enter on a character, it will give you help about the keys to press to get information and how to place it.
You cannot short lady.
Costs so I will press the hold shift. Point.
I'm ready. I'm ready. Come on, let's go.
So there are sound files that you can put or that you can associate with each character.
North. Spot 1. Short lady is defending this position with 30 of 30 health.
All right, so that's going to generate lots of income for me.
You have 44 fluffy points, 76 confusion points, and 74 anger points. East, spot 1.
NVDA.
Tall guy, potato cart, short guy. You cannot afford potato cart.
Let's put a potato
costs
cart
18
here.
Confusion points and 43 anger points. Death
actually,
from afar. The potato cart lobs.
NVDA.
Actually, let's just save my progress here. So, save my progress, but I'm going to continue because I want to see where the troops will actually come into the board from. So to complete your turn and view what happens, you hold down shift and press enter, like this.
Battle report.
Now if I down arrow, I can read through the battle log.
Beginning turn 1. Due to troop placement, you have gained 2 fluffy points. At north, spot 1, short lady has worked to produce 10 fluffy, 10 confusion, and 10 anger points for your team. A
Come
new
on,
invader,
eat
tall
lead.
Guy, has entered the battlefield at east, spot 10. There are 9 more enemies off in the distance. End of turn 1. Close battle report.
All right, so east, spot 10. Let's close that.
South, spot west, south, east, spot 1, east, spot 8, east, spot 10. The enemy tall guy is charging through this location with 40 of 40 health.
So I have to kill this thing before it reaches my base. So let's do a few things here.
You have 56 fluffy points, 101 confusion points, and 99 anger points.
Let's do
east, spot 9.
A tank.
Defending this looks hiring new defender. Tall guy, potato cart, short guy. costs 39 confusion points and 39 anger points.
I am ready.
Short guy is set to defend this location.
Okay, there's my tank.
East, spot 3. East, spot 1. Hire a new tall potato cart. Cost a new defender. Potato cart is set to defend this location.
Let's put a cart at number 1 on east.
East, spot 1. Potato cart is defending this position with 30 of 30 health.
And let's see what happens.
Battle report, beginning turn 2. Due to true placement, you have gained 4 fluffy points. Due to true placement, you have gained 8 anger points. At north, spot 1, defense, spot 10. Invader tall guy attacks short guy at spot 9, dealing 18 damage. At east, spot 10. Invader tall guy attacks potato cart at spot 1, dealing 26 damage. Potato cart at east, spot has fallen below 50% health. End of turn 2, close battle report. East, spot 2. Defending this location produces 2 confusion points each turn.
Let's,
Hire a new tall potato cart, short bartender. You cannot afford short lady bartender. Bartender attacks using piercing attacks. Everyone turns with a range of 9 tiles.
Yeah, let's add
bartender deals short bartender.
I'm ready.
Defender. Bartender is set to defend east, spot 1. Potato cart is defending this position with 4 of 30 health. Battle report, beginning turn 3. Due to true placement, you have gained 4 fluffy points. Due to true placement, you have gained 2 confusion points. Due to true placement, you have gained 8 anger points.
And as you can see, it tells you how many points you gain per turn as well.
At north, spot 1, short lady has worked to produce east, spot 9, short guy attacks the invader tall guy at spot 10, dealing 24 damage. Invader tall guy at east, spot has fallen below 50% health. At east, spot 2, bartender kills the invader tall guy at spot 10, after dealing 55 damage. Invader
Help!
Tall guy falls down dead at east, spot daunt. End of turn 3, close battle.
Alright, so that thing's dead. There are 9 more things I have to take out, and just to let you know, you cannot, if your troops get hurt, you cannot heal them. Basically, they keep going until they're taken out, and then you have to build, or you have to hire new ones to replace them. So,
you have 32 fluffy points, 59 confusion points, and 42 anger points.
I'm going to save my resources and let them accumulate.
Battle report. Beginning turn 4. Due to true play. Due to north. Spot.
Brain. Short right here.
Has entered the battlefield at north. Spot 10. There are 8 more enemies. End of turn 4.
North. Spot 10.
Brain. Short right here.
Close battle report.
I'm not sure that's supposed to say brain or brawn. I'm not sure.
North. Spot 1. Short lady is defending this position. North, spot 8. Defending north, spot 10. The enemy short guy is charging through this location with 200 of 200 health.
Alright, this thing has a tank.
North, spot 9. Defending north, spot 3. Defending north, spot 2. Defending this location. Hire tall guy. Potato cart. Short guy. Cost. You cannot afford bartender. You cannot afford short lady. You cannot afford tall lady. Return to game.
Wait, let me see.
North, spot 1. Short lady at north, spot 2. Defending this location. Hire a new tall potato cart. Costs 18 confusion points. A new defender, potato cart, is set to defend this location. North, spot 3. Hire a new potato cart. Short guy. You cannot afford bartender. You cannot. North, spot 8. North, spot 9. Defending this location. Hire a tall potato cart. Short guy.
I am defender. Ready.
Short guy is set to defend this location.
Put you there.
You have 46 fluffy points, 59 confusion points, and 23 anger points.
And I'm just pressing Z to check that. My stats.
You are on turn 4.
If you press X, that will tell you your turn. And yeah.
Battle report. Beginning turn 5. Due to true placement, you have gained 4 fluffy points. Due to true placement, you have gained 4 confusion points. Due to true north spot. End of turn 5. Close battle report.
Well, that's useless.
North, spot 8. Defending, hire a new tall guy. Potato cart, short guy, bartender. You cannot afford bartender. North, spot 2. Potato cart is defending north, spot 1. Short, north, hire a tall, short, bartender.
I'm ready.
Defender, bartender, is set to defend this location.
There we go, let's do that.
Battle report, beginning turn 6. Due to true play, north, spot 9. Short guy attacks the invader, short guy at spot 10, dealing 22 damage. North, spot 3. Bartender attacks the invader, short guy at spot 10, dealing 42 damage. At north, spot 2. Potato cart kills the invader, short guy at spot 10, after dealing 254 damage. Invader, short guy falls down dead at north, spot daunt. At north, spot 1, short lady has worked to produce 10
oh,
a new
yeah.
invader.
Hi-ya!
Tall lady has entered the battlefield at west, spot 10. There are 7 more enemies off in the distance.
All right.
End of turn 6. Close back.
So you have to defend west.
East, south, west, west, spot 8, west,
na,
west,
na, na, boo,
spot
boo.
10. The enemy tall lady is charging through this location with 50 of 50 health.
And, of course, this character has some sound, so when you move your cursor to it...
West, west, spot
missed
10.
Me.
The enemy tall lady.
Yeah, all right, so we gotta take her out.
West, spot 9. Defending the...
Let's do... Let's see.
West, spot 3. West, spot 1. Defending this location.
What's that? Yeah, let's do that. Let's do...
Hiring new... You can... Potato cart. Short guy. You cannot afford bartender. You cannot afford... You... Short... Potato cart. A new defender, Potato Cart, is set to defend this location. You have 22 fluffy points, 84 confusion points, and 59 anger points. West, spot 2. Hire a new... You cannot... Potato Cart, short guy. You cannot afford bartender.
You know what? Let's put a tank
west,
here.
West, spot 9. Defending this location, hire a new... Potato Cart, short guy.
I am
defender,
ready!
Short guy, is set to defend this location.
So put a tank there, right there to block her.
Battle report.
Let's see what happens.
Beginning turn 7. Due to true placement, you have gained 6 fluffy points. Due to true placement, you have gained 4 confusion. Due to true placement, you have gained 26. North, spot at west, spot 10. Invader tall lady attacks short guy at spot 9, dealing 46 damage. End of turn 7. Close battle report.
Well, that should keep her busy for a little while.
West, spot 3. Defending west, spot 2. Defending west, spot 1. Potato West, hire a new tall potato short guy. You cannot short potato tall guy. A tall guy attacks using piercing attacks every 0.75 turns with a range of 9 tiles. Tall guy.
Let's make it happen, guys.
Tall guy is set to defend West, spot 1. Potato cart is the battle report. Beginning turn 8. Due to troop due north, spot east, spot 9. Short guy attacks the invader tall lady at spot 10, dealing 22 damage. Spot 2. Tall guy attacks the invader tall lady at spot 10, dealing 16 damage. Invader tall lady at west. Spot has fallen below 50% health. At west. Spot 1. Potato cart kills the invader tall lady at spot 10, after dealing 160 damage. Invader tall
die.
Lady falls down dead at west. Spot dot.
Yeah, you just died. Also, there's a bug where when things die, it doesn't tell you the correct tile number. I think it's just for spot 10, though. I'm not sure.
A new invader, short lady, has entered the battlefield at north, spot 10. There are end of turn 8. Close battle.
All right.
South, east, north, spot 1. Short lady, north, spot 2. Potato cart, north, spot 3. Bartender is defending the north, spot 4. Defending this location. Hire a new. You cannot afford tall guy. Return. You potato cart, short guy. Cost. You cannot afford short potato cart.
Let's put another
costs
cart
18.
Here.
A new defender, potato cart. Battle report. Beginning turn 9. Due to true play. Due to north. Spot 3. Bartender kills the invader short lady at spot 10. After dealing 44.
I need a medic!
Short lady falls down dead at north. Spot dot.
No, you don't need a medic. You died.
At north. Spot 1. Short lady has worked to produce 10 fluffy. End of turn 9. Close battle.
Alright, so there's nothing else here. We'll just keep going.
Battle report. Beginning turn 10. Due to true play. Due north. A new invader. Short lady. Has entered the battlefield at west. Spot 10. End of turn 10. Close battle.
My defenses should take care of her.
Battle report. Beginning turn. Due to north. Spot west. Spot 2. Doll guy attacks the invader short lady at spot 10. Dealing 19 damage. Invader short lady at west. Spot has fallen below 50% at west. Spot 2. Doll guy kills the invader short lady.
I need
invader
a medic!
Short lady falls down dead at west. Spot dot. A
come
new
on,
invader.
Eat
tall
lead.
Guy has entered the battlefield at north. Spot 10. There are 4 more enemies off in the distance. End of close battle report.
Alright, so north, spot 10.
West, north, spot 4. You have 82 fluffy points, 137 confusion points, and 164. North, spot 3. Bartender is north, spot 4. Potato cart, north, spot 5. Defending this location, hire a new tall guy, potato cart, short bartender, short lady. You cannot afford tall lady. Return to game.
Yeah, let's just keep going here.
Battle report. Beginning turn 12. Due to spot 9. Short guy attacks the invader tall guy at spot 10, dealing 25 damage. Invader tall guy at north. Spot has fallen below 50% health. North, spot 3. Bartender kills the invader tall guy at spot 3. Invader
help!
Tall guy falls down dead at north. North, spot
3.
A new invader.
Numpty.
Bartender
come to
has
papa.
Entered the battlefield at north. Spot 10. There are 3 more enemies off in the distance.
Now, I think he used a lot of the voice clips from Swamp because a lot of these sound vaguely familiar because I think I've heard them in Swamp, but that's okay. We'll just roll with it.
End of turn 12. Close battle.
Alright.
Battle report. Beginning turn 13. Due to true play. Due to north. Spot 3. Bartender attacks the invader bartender at spot 10. Dealing 49 damage. At north. Spot 1. North. Spot 10. Invader bartender attacks short guy at spot 9. Dealing 42 damage. Invader bartender kills potato cart at spot 4. After dealing 60 damage. Potato cart falls down dead at north. At north. Spot 10. Invader bartender attacks bartender at spot 3. Dealing 49 damage. Invader bartender kills potato cart at spot 2. After dealing 60 damage. Potato cart falls. Invader bartender kills short lady at spot 1. After dealing 44 damage.
I need a medic!
Short lady falls down.
Brain, short right here!
Has entered the battlefield at east. Spot 10. There are two more enemies. End of turn. Close battle.
Okay, so this thing just took out a lot of my troops.
North. Spot 4. Defending north. Spot 1. Defending, you have 124 fluffy points, 176 confusion points, and 236 anger points.
This is not cool.
North, spot 1. East, south, east, spot 2. Bartender is defending this position with 150 of 150. East, spot 1. Potato cart is defending the east, spot 3. Defending this location, north, spot 1. High, tall, short guy, bartender, short lady. You cannot afford tall lady, short lady.
I'm ready. Come on, let's go.
All right, so there's my thing that's going to generate more income.
North, spot 2. Defending this hiring new tall potato short bartender costs 52.
I'm ready.
New defender bartender is set to defend this location. North, spot 8. North, spot 10. The enemy bartender is charging through this location with 101 of 150 health. North, spot 2. Bartender north, this spot east. North, spot 3. Bartender is north, spot 2. Bartender is north, spot 4. Defending this, hiring new, you cannot afford potato cart. Short guy, costs 30, you cannot afford bartender.
Put a tank
costs
here.
Short guy, costs short.
Wait, let me see.
North, spot 9. Short guy is defending this position with 158 of 200 health.
Yeah.
East, spot 9. Short guy is east, spot 8. Defending this location, east, spot 2. Bartender is defending the east, spot 3. Defending the higher, you cannot potato cart, short, you cannot return, you can short potato cart, a new defender, potato cart, battle report.
Alright, let's put that there.
Beginning turn, north, spot 9. Short guy attacks the invader bartender at spot 10, dealing 20 to north, spot 3. Bartender attacks the invader bartender at north, spot 2. Bartender kills the invader bartender,
medic,
invader
bartender medic.
North, spot at east, spot 2. Bartender attacks the invader short guy at spot, a new invader, short lady, has entered the battlefield at south. Spot 10. End of turn 4. Close battle. North. West. South. Spot 3. Defending. South. Spot 2. Defending. South. Spot 1. Defending. South. Spot 10. The enemy short. South. Spot 9. Defending this. Hiring new. You can. Potato. Short guy. You cannot afford bartender. You cannot. You. Short guy. You cannot afford tall guy. Return. You can. Potato car. Short guy.
I am ready.
Short guy. South. South. Spot 10. The enemy short lady is charging through this location with 30 of 30 health. You have 32 fluffy points, 144 confusion points, and 174 anger points. Battle report. Beginning turn 15. Due to true placement, you have gained 6 fluffy points. Due to true placement, you have gained 6 confusion. Due to true placement, you have gained 36 anger points. At north, spot 1. At east, spot 9. Short guy attacks the invader short guy at spot 10, dealing 22. At east, spot 3. Potato cart kills the invader short guy at spot 10. Invader short guy at south. Spot 10. Invader short lady has worked to steal 10 fluffy, 10 confusion, and 10 anger points from your team.
So yeah, she can do that if she's not on your team.
At south, spot 10. Invader short lady attacks short guy at spot 9, dealing 23 damage.
Come on, bartender,
entered the battlefield at west, spot 10. This is the last enemy you must face. End of turn, close battle.
Alright, so this is the last foe that we have to face.
Spot 9. Short guy is defending this position. South, spot 8. Defending this location produces 8 confusion. You have 38 fluffy points. South, spot 10. The enemy short lady is charging through. West, spot 10. The enemy bartender is. West, spot 9. Short guy is defending. West, west, spot. West, spot 1. Potato cart is. West, spot 2. Tall guy is defending this position. West, spot 3. Defending this location produced higher tall guy. Short, you cannot afford. You can reach tall guy. Return to game.
Just keep
battle
going
report
here.
Beginning turn 60. Due to troop. Due north. Spot 1. At south. Spot 9. Short guy attacks the invader short lady at spot 10, dealing 24. Invader short lady at south. Spot has fallen below 50%. Spot 9. Short guy attacks the invader bartender at spot 10 at west. Spot 2. Tall guy attacks the invader bartender at west. Spot 1. Potato cart kills the invader bartender at invader bartender at south. Spot 10. Invader short lady has worked to steal at south. Spot 10. End of turns. Close battle.
That's right.
Battle report. Beginning turn. Due to troop north. At south. Spot 10. Invader short lady has worked to steal at south. Spot 10. Invader short lady attacks short guy at spot 9. Dealing 22. End of turn 7. Close battle.
Wait, why?
You have 50 fluffy points, 191 confusion points, and 200. West. Spot. North. East. South. South. Spot 10. The enemy short lady is charging through this location with 6 of 30 health. South. Spot 9. Short guy is defending. South. Spot 8. Defending, hire a new tall guy, potato car, short guy, you cannot afford, you can return, tall guy, costs 30, tall guy, reach, tall guy,
let's make it happen, guys,
tall guy, is battle report, beginning, to, due to troop, due at north, spot south, spot not,
I need a medic,
short lady falls down dead at south, you have defeated the last remaining enemy, you are victorious, end of turn 18, close battle report.
And that's how you play a round of community feud. Now at this point, you can continue to play rounds.
Battle report. Beginning turn 19. Due to troop placement. North. Spot 1. Short lady has worked to produce 10 fluffy. End of turn 19. Close battle.
But there's nothing to do because all the computer-controlled opponents are gone.
You have 47 fluffy points, 260 confusion points, and 373 anger points.
Now if you hit escape.
Main menu.
You can go back to the menu. If I down arrow.
Close current game. Warning. All progress will be lost.
So this is not strictly true. I think there's a bug because if you do this and you start a new game, your stats are reset.
Close current game. Warning. All.
Your stats are reset, but the board is not cleared. So if you had troops there, your troops will still be placed and the computer's troops will still be placed as well. So that's a little odd to me. I'm pretty sure that's a bug because it kind of allows you to cheat by already having your army built.
Save current game.
You can save your game. You can load it.
Exit the game.
Well, you can't load it from here, but yeah.
Goodbye, community feud. Item type.
I'm going to exit.
Audacity. Track.
But that's basically how a community feud works. It's not a bad little time waster, and of course being able to create your own characters is pretty cool. So yeah, I hope you guys have enjoyed this demo, and I'm just trying to think here if I missed anything. Let's see. Yeah, if I haven't said this, you hit the space bar to bring up the screen to hire troops. I probably already said that, but I'm not sure if I did, so I'll just put that out there. Anyway, that's going to do it for this demo.
Audacity.
You guys take care.